Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right. This is the episode I wait all year for because, one, it means we did it another year.
Woo!
It means we're at the end of, you know, we did it, you know? It's a little bit of an exhale.
It's the most wonderful time.
You know, but this, it's not like I'm waiting to get to the end of the year with you. This isn't like, it's not a slog, but it's like,
no.
But it's kind of like another year down, you know?
We did this.
I actually enjoyed
this. The naughty and nice list, people. It's our annual special.
Yes, but it's our special. It's like our, it's our very special episode. And I feel we can get like reflective and look back and kind of summarize the year a little bit, right?
Yeah, we can. I have to tell you, this has been a week for me. I have listened to our Kristen Bell episode like 14 times, specifically the part where she talks about like how she deals with when shit's not going well and like how she gets herself to a happy place and how it's okay if you don't, and like her whole, and I have been trying to use her advice, and I was just like, she got me through this week. Because if you haven't listened to our Kristen Bell episode, it's just like this perfect combo of like, you know what? This year sucks. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. Do what you can if you can't. And it just, I liked her practicality. You know what
she
I mean?
She is a practical gal. She's, do we know where she's from? Oh, she's outside of Detroit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And no, that was just a, if you haven't listened yet and you just jumped right to the special, I mean, I know we're the main draw, but like, go ahead and go back a week and listen to Kristen Bell. Okay. All right. Now back to us. So how's it going to work, Jess? What should we do here?
So I think what we did, like we tried to do a little pre-planning, but you know how that always goes. I think we're just going to jump into like
I'll give you one of, we each have about five naughties, five nices. If you have extras, yeah, that's okay. We're not too rigid. I'll give you one of my naughties or one of my nices. I think I might start with a naughty because that's just a fun way. No one wants to be like, you know who I loved? That's boring.
Yeah,
so we're going to go straight in with a naughty. And
then we'll just see where
it goes. And if you guys have any naughties and nices, please write
us. We should explain. This is beauty industry naughties and nices. The best and the worst of the year. Trends, people, things that happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is our first time playing. That's how it works.
I should have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. But we've done this a few years now, and this is one of our top rated episodes every year because I feel
no pressure.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of you guys are like nodding along at home. Or maybe you're not nodding along and saying, are you an idiot? That was the best thing. Or you didn't get that.
Feel free to DM us.
Yeah, let us know.
Join the Facebook group and tell us what you really think.
Oh, yeah.
And or leave me a voicemail. 646-481-8182. Okay, you ready to do this?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to kick it off with a little naughty. Naughty.
Ooh, sassy. Okay.
Okay.
Who's been naughty this year, Jess?
So on the top of my naughty list are all of the agents, the Hollywood agents, who are telling their celebrity clients right now, you know what I see for you, doll? In 2022, your face on a cosmetics line. You know what you need, doll? A skincare line.
I'm not saying the world needs it, but you need it.
I think we're good for now.
It really has been a year of celebrity line launches, hasn't it?
Yes. I got a list of some ones that I don't know if they've all launched this year, but here are some names we've talked about in the podcast this year. Ready?
Ready.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
We just talked about her last week as, you know, she's trademarked for a skincare line. We know that she has House of Gaga makeup line. Jennifer Lopez is launching her line at the beginning of 2021. Rihanna, Fenty, you know, Fenty Skin, just launched. Pharrell launched a skincare line. Alicia Keys launched Soul Care, which is like a whole, you know, skincare, but it's going to be even bigger than skincare. It's like a whole beauty, mental health line. Carmen Electra launched.
Oh, we didn't even get into that one.
No, we didn't even talk about her yet. Taraji P. Henson has a hair care line. Selena Gomez has a makeup line. Is she doing skin too?
Not yet.
Operative word. Serena Williams is into hair care, right? Sun care. SPF, remember?
11, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 11, right. Lauren Conrad we had on the show.
Yes.
She is doing makeup and skincare.
Oh, Kristen Bell. Why'd she come out with a line?
Our best friend, Kristen, who we will, you know, fight to the death if you say anything bad about her.
Yeah.
So I don't have any problem with any of these individuals by any means.
No, and a lot of them were really well done. I liked a lot of products from a lot of those lines.
Yeah. So we're not, you know, I don't want to hear like, wait a second, you guys had these people on the show, you promote them. What are you saying? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's not it. It's just there's a saturation of celebrity, like, beauty lines right now that I'm not sure how many more we need I'm not sure how many. I'm not sure how many more the world needs, and I'm not really sure what USPs, unique selling points, there are if we have too many more celebs at the party right now.
Catherine Zeta-Jones with her ASMR-inducing video.
Yes, with her eyeliner. I'm just not really sure how much more we can add to the conversation right now before it becomes like a parody. Do you remember when all the fragrance lines came out, like the end of the, you know, 2000s? It was like every celebrity had a fragrance.
It became a joke eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. I just am nervous we're getting to that point.
Yeah. I agree with you. And I think in general, I found my job as somebody who's a beauty journalist who wants to try things and bring you the best. I found it really hard this year. There was just too damn much. So
yeah.
Naughty.
Naughty, naughty to the faceless agents.
I like it. We're blaming the agents. It's true, because those people get money out of it too. All right. My naughty. I got to follow your naughty with my naughty. Maskne. 2020.
Ooh.
Biggest naughty of 2020. Maskne. Okay. So you guys know what that is. That's
It didn't even exist, but it didn't have the name.
We had hormonal acne, which often shows up on the lower half of the face. This is different. I got pimples this year in my mustache area. That's not hormonal acne. That's maskne. Get this. The American Academy of Dermatology published research paper that said 83% of healthcare workers in China suffered skin problems on their face this year because everybody's walking around in their PPEs, which mm-hmm. create a warm, moist environment, clogged pores, acne. And I'm just going to add on to the acne if it wasn't naughty enough. It's not just acne. I was doing some more research on this, and basically what the mask does, it just creates an occlusive environment, the same way like your pimpled patch does when you're healing pimple patch. That's good in some cases, but not when you're using active ingredients. So, hey, guys out there, if you don't have maskne, have you noticed your chin's really red or the sides of your mouth are cracking? Maybe use a retinoid. It's more effective under that hot, moist, occlusive environment. So, like, you gotta like pare back on all the active stuff. COVID is bad.
So it basically intensifies everything.
Yeah, it does, including the pimples. Listen, COVID's bad. It had its own beauty problems with hair loss, with COVID toes, with all the dermatology stuff. But like more people, I think, experienced maskne. And I think it's one of my shittiest things of 2020. There you go.
I think there were a lot of nodding heads during that one. Okay.
Should we read the room?
Should we add a little, should we lighten the mood? Should we add some sparkles here? Should we just kind of, you know, we're not all negative. Yeah, negative Nancy.
Let's do it. What's nice, Jess?
What's nice? I know. Okay, let's see. I feel badly for all the celebrities I dragged into my segment. I feel very badly for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Poor them.
Okay, ready?
I'm just picturing Gal Gadot, and I'm like, yep, poor her.
I know. I know if she's really
talking about reading the room wrong in 2020.
Oh, okay. Nice, on my nice list, if you listen to our episode that we did with the wonderful gals from Los Angeles, this is going to be like, okay, yeah, you already talked about this, Jess, so, you know, just stay with me for a minute. But I am excited about the return of science. Yes.
And Dr. Fauci both.
Yes, exactly. So I think what was really exciting to me was, yes, like Dr. Fauci was the, you know, breakout star of 2020.
Was he? Not in his administration.
Yeah. No. For many people found them dazzled by Dr. Fauci. I think much of the beauty community were dazzled by the scientific minds of the beauty community. So for a very long time, we were giving a lot of time and kind of airtime to, you know, creators, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this. I keep on having to do these disclaimers because this is the world we live in right now. You know, founders, influencers, people who are not necessarily behind the beakers, you know, the kind of the less
a brand of, that nobody should create. Don't give that your name behind the beakers.
Behind the beakers. Okay, somebody
brought to you by Jeff Chinesky.
I asked Jeff to do something on Instagram once. He looked at me like I had like seven heads.
Jeff's a cosmetic chemist for first time listeners.
He's in product development. He was a cosmetic chemist. Yeah, my husband. So anyway, I'm talking about Jeff now. Okay, I think all the people who are, you know, on the science side were not so interested in doing, you know, a tap dance on TikTok or, you know, doing like Snapchat or just basically being personalities on Instagram for the past like 7 years. Wonder why, you know, it's just not really their medium.
I'm still laughing at tap dance on TikTok. You're such a mom. I love it.
Okay. They're like
they basically are tap dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Am I that wrong? No.
No.
So, like, you know, people who have a more scientific mind, I'm just going to say it, I don't think they think in those kind of like ways. Like, let me just steal all this down for you and make it appealing to like 7 million people mm-hmm. in like a short soundbitey thing that you probably are going to like misinterpret. Like, no, I just don't think that that's really what their vibe is. So this year, I was really excited to see a lot of the scientific creators, the Ron Robinsons, Ranella Hirsch. I mean, she's not a scientist, but she is, you know, studying in this area. Charlotte Palomino, who is also like, you know, doing a lot of like more scientific kind of TikToks.
Oh, Ginger King, this lovely little cosmetic chemist I met. She launched a line this year. Yeah.
Okay. Lab Muffin, who we had on
Michelle
the show.
Michelle Wong. Yes, yes.
Yeah, Michelle Wong. These, you know, types of, I'm not even going to call them influencers, but personalities are edging into the space mm-hmm. where before I don't think they were as interested. Yeah. And this is really giving a whole new energy to the beauty space and actually giving a lot more information and making people question what they thought were facts. So, I mean, we talk about this all the time on the show, but like things like, oh, should I like be obsessing over if there are parabens in my lipstick? Is non-toxic really a thing? Are silicones the devil? All of these things that people have been walking around thinking are gospel because they heard it from Susie Q on her blog.
On her tap dance TikTok page.
On her tap dancing TikTok page, or more likely on her Instagram for the past 7 years.
Yeah.
Now are starting to realize maybe they haven't really been getting the whole story, or actually it wasn't true.
And so now, science.
Science rules.
Cute. I love it. You're in my corner. You're in my science corner now.
I mean, the science, I was always in the science corner.
I know.
I just didn't, I wasn't going to.
It wasn't trendy. It didn't have a nice headline. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
So anyway, I'm very excited. I really think people are going to, like, science is like sexy now. And I think that they just needed to kind of build, they needed to make it like, it's sad to say, but it's true. They needed to make it palatable for this audience. You know, they needed to like kind of put it on social media.
Oh, palatable.
palatable. Sorry.
I was like, what's Pilates got to do with it?
Sorry.
Yeah, that took me a second. No, I 100% agree.
Palatable. I've never had a hard time with
palatable.
That
palatable. You said it like Schitt's Creek. What's her name?
Oh, Moira Rose.
It was very Moira of you. It's palatable now.
I've done that with a few words, but I've always realized I said it wrong like later that night and then been like, ugh.
No, I do it all the time. You know that. That's a good one. I'm going to give you guys one more nice, and then we'll take a little break.
Okay.
Mine is also a group of people that I think are moving in. I'm giving them the nice, though it didn't come about in the nicest way. I am going to say nice to accountability and transparency inspired by Black women, specifically Black women in the beauty space. Mm. Listen, May was horrible. As we know, like when George Floyd's murder video came out, everyone was appalled. Change does not happen quick enough in this country. It's appalling. That's true. However, I was so impressed with the way the beauty community moved to make some noise and really hold people accountable. So I'm talking about like, well, beauty and fashion, the Aurora James with the 15% mm-hmm. pledge, challenging retailers to stock 15% Black-owned brands. P.S. I have a note in 2021 to follow up with some of them to see how that's going, like Sephora, for example. Consider Something Better, Lauren Napier, who makes the makeup wipes. She wanted to get more investment for Black women because they only get like 2% of venture capital funding. However, my niciest nice mark goes to Sharon Shooter for Pull Up for Change. The reason I think this is so great, you guys probably remember what this is. She would tag brands, give them 72 hours to be transparent about the racial makeup of the people in power at those companies. However, and this is where I really think she did a good job, she did not shame the brands that came through and clearly weren't up to their standards. Listen, there's 15% of America is Black people. Mm-hmm. A lot of brands did not have 15% of their boardroom being Black people. But she wasn't like, just railing on them then. She was like, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for promising to do more. And I feel like that's the way to be transparent and call people out. Just put the information out there. Don't judge it, but like force people to put the information out there. And I think it was like, it was a big moment for the beauty brand. I thought about the way I did a lot of stuff this year. Like I would be on a panel and I'd be like, who else is on the panel? Because I want to make sure that, you know, it's equitable across the board. So I was really proud of the beauty community, but specifically the Black women in it. And, you know, all sorts of women and men in the, and non-binary people in the beauty community. But I'm just going to give my nice list to them because what a movement, right?
Yeah, she was really impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, Sharon. Maybe we should have Sharon on in 2021.
I think so.
Something to think about while you enjoy this little bit of a break.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay. I just had a Triscuit, some Lambrusco. Also, Triscuits, such an underrated cracker. Buttery, crispy, layered. All right, let's lighten up a little it's a naughty. It's a naughty, but it's like kind of a fun naughty. I am given my naughty list, ridiculous beauty hacks on TikTok. Oh. May I give you some examples, please?
Sure.
The one that where I was just like, I put down the phone. I was like, that's it. I'm out. Just walk out the door. I'll come back to this phone later because I was using the eyelash curler to plump your lips.
Ow, that sounds so horrible. I don't even want, please stop.
I think you can all picture where your lip goes. Gently squeeze top lip. I've seen people do it upside down with the bottom lip. What the F? Are you doing? Listen, it's fat mascara. That thing is for your lashes and your lashes only. Stop trying to suction and squeeze your lashes, your lips bigger. It's just ridiculous.
This is worse than the Kylie lip. Remember those popper things from years ago?
Yeah, but at least those were made. They were so stupid too, but they were made to make your lips plumper. This is the worst hack I've ever heard. Trying to dye your hair blonde with the purple shampoo. Remember the purple shampoo challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
That girl, Abby Covey, the makeup girl, she posted a video. She has platinum blonde hair, people. It was a little brassy. She uses a whole bottle of the purple shampoo. All of a sudden, it's platinum. Yes, because it tones. Clairol Shimmer Lights is a toner. I don't know. Some people seem to think that if I use a whole bottle of purple shampoo, my hair will turn blonde. What?
I think that this is, there's a different audience. I don't know.
I guess, but it's not just... It's not just the youth. Okay, soap brows. Soap brows is not a bad idea, actually. To get those brushed up, looking like they're brow laminated, fuzzy brows, the Gigi Hadid brow, if you will, the Beyonce Lemonade brow. But guys, people have been using waxes and soaps for decades to do this look. So it's not exactly rocket science that you wiped your eyebrow brush on a bar of soap. I'm just going to say it. Using dandruff shampoo for your face. I will say some dermatologists recommended this for very specific things. However, I keep seeing it on TikTok. For Jess, your favorite skincare trend on TikTok that is not actually a thing. What is it?
Wait, what? I actually don't even know. What is it?
Yes, you do. Ranella Hirsch told us that is not a thing.
Oh, fungal acne.
Fungal acne.
Yeah, not a thing.
So don't put your dandruff shampoo on your face. It's not going to help. Please see episode, I forget the number, with Ranella Hirsch. I don't know. There's a million of these. The egg white face mask. I just feel like every stupid teen thing I did by myself in my bathroom and maybe told my best friends about when I
was... This is all summer. This is summer camp stuff. This is
They go through. But then there's something about TikTok that compounds the idiocy of certain things, like the I got to try too. Or it's just fun. I mean, I know it's fun. The reason I'm adding this year to my naughty list is like, I know it's all in good fun, but I do worry sometimes that someone's going to like, you know, bruise their lips with their freaking lash curler.
Because it's kind of like, I double dog dare you. It's like watching someone do the thing that like, I heard that. And it's watching
like the cinnamon, the cinnamon challenge back in the day.
What was the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, when people like on YouTube would try to eat, I don't know if it's a whole jar of cinnamon. I think it's just a teaspoon of cinnamon.
Horrible.
Do you not?
No.
People are, it's fun. And I think some of these, honestly, I think people do them knowing it'll go wrong, some of this stuff, just so they have a good video and then maybe they'll go viral. But what's wrong with our culture that that's how you want to
find fame? Exactly. No, I think this is like a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands. Okay. Pandemic, right? So they're quarantined at home. And yeah, they want something to show their friends at school or in their network. And yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm thinking about doing this. What would happen if, he did it. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little like, you know, beautytainment, but it's also like, as somebody.
But all those urban legends and weird things that used to never have a platform, now they do. And it just goes
bonkers. To me, it's a little frightening.
It scares me in the beauty space because you really can like harm your skin, mess up your hair, hurt yourself. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Kids.
This
Be
is
careful.
Like why I never liked the show Jackass or
That's definitely not up your alley.
Tosh.0. Yeah. Like, I don't like those shows. They make me very uncomfortable. So. This is like, I put this like adjacent to them.
Yes.
Okay. So am I going to do a naughty or a nice? A naughty or a
cheer us up from my heart.
No, I feel like all of mine are like kind of heavy. I was like in a mood. I don't know. Well, I would say I'm in a mood. I mean, I'm reading like the papers and like looking for like, what's the summation of like beauty 2020?
Not lash curling your lips. I'll tell you that much.
No, okay.
All right, go ahead.
I've got two nices. And two naughties left. All right, let's get rid of a naughty, okay?
I'm ready.
This is kind of related to like my other one. So we'll just like finish up that thought. Okay, this is like the science 2.0, and then we'll just finish up the science. So I was reading an article up today, and this was in a major paper, okay? And I'm going to, and this is a little bit of a double naughty. I'm not going to out this major paper because one of my hidden naughties that I was going to get into
it's getting very complicated.
One of my hidden naughties was I don't like the kind of nasty call out culture. You know, like,
okay, yeah.
I feel like everyone's waiting for everyone to trip up. And that's not just in beauty, that's because kind of everywhere.
Online and on social media.
Yeah. And then you're like, this moron, blah, 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 you know?
Yes. Cancel culture.
Yes, yes, but I don't want to get into that whole topic. Okay. That's major. But I'm not going to name them. But a reputable publication published an article about this brand. And they were describing the brand. And they said, this brand is like paraben-free, non-toxic. It was like a press release.
Okay.
For this brand. And I was thinking, this is a real journalist, like who I know. And they're just parroting back the fact, like the qualities that this brand wants them to talk about.
Okay, so and the headline is,
The naughty thing is.
Bad journalism.
And I'm just, but I see it constantly in major publications.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why does everyone so confused about like what's clean?
Because we journalists aren't doing our jobs well enough.
Right, about what's clean or what's non-toxic. Should we be scared? Oh my God, is this safe for my child? Oh my God, you know, like, is this shampoo going to make my hair fall out?
Because people can't read science papers and they think something's like, oh, I'm going to grow boobs. Okay, it was an endocrine disruptor in one rat. And now you just misread it and told the whole world false information.
But we don't need to be like, listen, I wasn't great at like, you know, I wasn't like a bio. I wasn't in like AP bio or anything. I wasn't a science major.
No, but
major.
You call experts that know and you get
right.
Two sides of every story.
Right. We don't need to be, as beauty journalists, I don't think that we need to be toxicologists. I don't think we need to be, you know, running studies ourselves at home, you know, in the pandemic. But we need to be able to not parrot back what brands are telling us.
Yeah. That's this is not what we call a primary source, guys.
Yes.
It's by its nature going to tell you what they want to be out there.
So let's put that in quotes and then let's not write articles that use those same things and say like, and what's, you know, this is the first non-toxic brand to ever hit such and such boutique, or this is the first, you know, yada yada hair care brand that that is not
language matters.
That is non-toxic, because now everyone thinks this is the first non-toxic brand that's not going to hurt kids or whatever.
And, no, and they think that everything else is now toxic, as Ranella said on that episode. Yeah.
So I kind of can't blame America for thinking, or, you know, not wider than America, if this is a, you know, this stuff is on the internet.
Earth.
Yeah, for thinking that you can't even blame the brands half the time, because I'm like, okay, this is, again, not going to name the publications, but massive publications using this language.
You said it.
So
trust, people should learn to read their sources wisely too. You know, Michelle Wong at Lab Muffin has a really good thing I'll link to on the blog about like how to trust, who do you trust when you find information, how to know if it's a reliable source. And it's a shame when something like a paper that you really trust puts out something like that.
I don't want people thinking, oh, who was it? This happens all the time.
No, it happens all the time.
All the time. So anyway, I'm just really disheartened.
Naughty. Shall I make it nice?
Make it nice, girl.
Okay.
Make it nice.
Making it nice. I am going with beauty brands that donated to COVID relief.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
It's 2020.
I was going to do this too, but I feel bad.
There's so many I can't even name them, but then I have a special call out. But like, you know, Dial, 600,000 soaps. Dove donating $8 million in goods. Tan Lux making hand sanitizer. 100% Pure making hand sanitizer. La Roche-Posay donating 1 million hand sanitizers. Estee Lauder made medical masks. 2 million medical masks they donated. A lot of this happened sort of quietly. It wasn't the usual kind of philanthropic beauty thing we see in other years where it's like, wow, look at us. We gave like $100 to the trees. It felt like they knew they had to step up. And if they got some good press out of it, sure. But nobody was paying attention to that press anyway. We had bigger things on our mind.
Yeah.
It was just the right thing to do. I also want to give a special call out to four of our colleagues, Cheryl Wishover, Christina Rodolfo, Kathleen Howe. Oh my God, Kathleen, I've met you a bazillion times. We've always talked. Is it who or how? Jess, how do you say your last name? How? Yeah, I said it right. Caroline Moss. They did that donate beauty campaign when they heard about medical professionals who had all sorts of skin problems from wearing the PPE and personal protective. What's the E stand for?
Equipment.
Thank you. And they donated boxes of beauty goods to the hospitals and would send out, like in the middle of March and April, when it was really hard to do this, they were like sending beauty products. So I felt
proud
to be part of that community. So nice list for you, everyone who stepped up to COVID relief, including Fat Mascara listeners. You guys raised like, what did we get? Like $2,000 for COVID relief for salons with our episode.
Yes.
With Chris McMillan.
Very cool.
Nice. Okay, well, like the organized OCD-ish person in me wants to make sure everybody understands where we are in our naughty and nice list right now. So we were trying to do 10, right? And so far we've gotten through. I've done 2 naughties and 2 nices, and we'll put these on the blog so you can catch up. So that means, Jess, you have 2 more and I have 1 more. So why don't you go ahead with something nice.
Something nice. Okay. I am really happy to see that people seem to be just wanting a little bit more realness on the internet right now. And maybe that's because when the pandemic hit and everyone had to stay home, you just kind of couldn't fake it as much. You know what I mean?
I am reading between so many Instagram posts on this one.
Oh, no, I've got nothing in mind.
No, but you're right. Like, it was like that. Yeah, go ahead. Please expound.
I'm just really excited to, you know, I've got nothing. I've got no agenda here, but I'm just kind of watching with real interest to see what happens in the social media, especially beauty space, to see what plays out in 2021, because I'm seeing a distaste for artifice. I am seeing a real interest in people who, and this kind of does relate to what I was saying earlier about the science, people who just want the facts. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be, you know, sold some kind of fancy little fluffy story, and they don't want to be, you know,
watch their favorite YouTuber go to Rio to tell you,
yeah, exactly,
bronzer powder,
right? And the fairy story about, you know, what might happen to them or what, you know, they just want the real deal. I think it says a lot that one of our most popular episodes this year, if not the most popular episode, was Caroline Hirons.
Yes.
Who wasn't on the map for a lot of listeners a few years ago, mm-hmm. and now is like the skincare hero for, you know, so many of you.
Yes.
And I think that people just kind of want to connect on a level that is just more, I hate to say it, but authentic. You know, they just want to connect on a real level as human beings. And I think that's very interesting for an industry that is really selling, you know, skincare and makeup. And I'm excited to see how this plays out.
Did you read Stella Bugbee's piece in New York Magazine? She's the former editor-in-chief of The Cut, about this whole culture of, like, realness and Instagram and what happened to it in 2020?
I don't think I did, because if I did, I would have remembered it.
Let's reconvene after you do, but okay. Also I will recommend that piece and link to it on the blog, because it takes a deep dive into, I think, exactly what you're talking about. And I think that's a great one. Very
cool.
Nice.
I'll check
Very
it out. Nice. Okay, what you got? This is the last one from you?
This is my last one. This is my last nice. I gave you two naughties, and I'm giving you three nices. My nice is DIY. Do it yourself. Listen, I know this isn't great for our friends in the beauty space and beauty services who are nail techs and hairstylists and et cetera. I support you. I love you. I will use your services forever. However, I really like that the beauty industry, when I couldn't get what I needed, gave me the products to DIY. Oh my God, Jess, I'm turning into Suze Orman.
Susie.
Guys, I don't know, lately when we're not recording and like we turn it off and just Jess and I are talking, I'm doing this voice. It's not even Susie Orman. It's Kristen Wiig doing Susie Orman. God, someone help me. All right, so here are some examples of DIY I really loved this year. This is very Susie Orman, by the way, too. She'd be like, why go to the salon when you get your husband's clippers or your wife's?
KT, she clips my nails every night.
Where have you been, Susie? I need to check in with you. Okay, so my hair colorist moved to LA like at the beginning of 2020. And I was like, okay, I'll find
a new
hair.
It was a hard time. It was a hard
time.
Right,
but then
you.
Like salons shut. And so I wasn't able to like go out there and find a new colorist. So I'm doing, you guys know I'm letting my gray grow in, except for the hairline, I still dye. Thank you, DP Hue Root Kit. Fabulous product. Does not make you brassy at all. Amazing. I used to get gels every 3 weeks on my nails because I wanted to look professional, but I also love the nail art and I love all my nail techs. But that Le Mini Macaron I've been using.
Oh, yeah, you love that.
I really do. DIY. I like a facial. I'm not going to say I love a facial, but mostly because I like extractions and that sebaceous filament removal. Guys, you know on your chin when it looks like there's like little white hairs beneath your bottom lip? That's sebaceous filament. It's a nice extraction or a nice like pore unclogging will help that. But you know what? I've been using the Dermaflash Dermapore. You know that like ultrasonic like metal thing with the water. Then I can't take a harsh exfoliation, so I just do a cleanser with glycolic. Kate Somerville Glycolic Cleanser. It's a foaming cleanser, but has glycolic. Then I just freaking slather on the oils and the moistures. Some of my old faves, you know, the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream, the Vintner's Daughter, Trilogy Rose Hip Oil. Like, I can make my skin look pretty damn good by myself.
Your skin does look good. I mean, I don't see you a lot now, but I see you on the Zoom every day. And you look good.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. And then even pedicures. Remember the weird, like, Amope Pedi Perfect, like, rolling thing I bought?
Yeah.
It's great. My feet are softer than they've ever been.
Can you please put that link back on the blog? Because I actually need to get it.
It's so good. It's like $10 or $15 on Amazon. But, like, yeah, I will put that on there. So I am just saying, like, I really appreciate our beauty professionals. But I also appreciate, I'm a practical, pragmatic person. When it comes to it, you can DIY.
You and Kristen Bell. Both so pragmatic.
And Susie Orman.
So Susie would love this segment so hard.
She really would.
I'm getting you a leather jacket.
Oh my God,
jacket.
I could interview
I'm getting
her.
You one so fast.
Oh, I'd be so nervous. I really like her. It's like
but
when I met Tina Fey and I like nerded out big time. Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
Okay. Mine is, I swear to God, I'm going to sound like the... I feel like there's just like a couple of themes that are running through all of my naughty and nices, but that's fine. I know I am who I am, but I really, when I was reflecting on this year, I feel like there is something really reassuring. There are some things about this year that made me feel, you know, when we look at like, when I'm thinking about your thing with the TikTok trends and it's kind of like, oh God, like where is our culture going? I feel really reassured when I look at the fat mascara trends because our hottest episodes, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Were, and I'm not going to give you the exact order because it's also like things change all the time as people like download and listen. But some of the biggest episodes were, as I said, Caroline Hirons, Mae Musk, Anastasia, like about Anastasia's like brows. And these are the ones that aired this year. I don't mean cumulatively over licensed time.
I see a theme.
Okay. Suzanne Summers, which I know is a really controversial
that
episode.
That one we had some, yeah, it was naughty and nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you listen to the episode, I understand like, you know, we got a lot of interesting feedback, but she's a real icon in our culture. You can't take that away from her. And she was absolutely delightful person to interview.
Very kind, very
so kind. Yeah. So she was just absolutely heavenly. And then she is definitely not in the same age bracket as some of like Suzanne or anything like that. But Lisa Eldridge is, you know, she's 46 years old. Can you see a theme I'm working with?
Everybody
these are not kiddos.
It's not just over 40. Most of them are over 50.
Most of them are over, so yeah, I think Caroline is like 50.
She's 51.
And then, you know, I realized the age gap that I said between like Mae Musk and Caroline is like 30 years. Lisa, I put you in this like huge age group. But my point is these are really, you know, established women at the top of their fields. And they are not like people who just like started kicking around with a phone and, you know, are just kind of getting their feet wet. These are women who are at the top of their game and they're mature and they're cool and they have perspective. And I felt really excited that these are the people who you guys are responding to the most. So I
nice
just think
list,
that
respecting your elders.
Yeah. just experience. So
no, experience.
I don't know.
Experience.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
No,
so,
it's true. We came up in the beauty and fashion magazine world where what's new and hot and young and next. And like 1 minute you're in, 1 minute you're out. Okay, Nina Garcia. But like, it's interesting that this year, like our listeners really understood that and they know where like the information comes from. I love that. I love you, Fat Mascara fam.
Yeah, you guys are the best. I hope that you guys have an amazing holiday. And thank you for sticking with us all year. I know that this was a wild one.
It really was. Okay, so next week, just so you know, a little housekeeping. We will be giving you new intros and new Raisa wands, but we will not have a new interview or a new full show. We're going to rerun some of our best shows, but we'll still be there for a little freshness. And then starting in the new year,
we're going to see you back
in the new year. We have so many good interviews planned.
Great interviews. We are coming back strong.
We are. And we even have a new Fat Mascara 5. We redid the questionnaire. Well, you guys redid the questionnaire.
Yes. Thank you for all of your questions.
We're so excited to share that part of the show with you, some other little updates, and we'll have just like a great 2021. Anyone else that we need to put on the nice list this year, Jess?
No, just thank. Well, I mean, you, Jen. Thank you for sticking with me.
Oh my God, you're on my nice list too.
Nice list, Jen. And then we also want to give a big fat thank you, shout out, Red.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand nice to list. Red, our editor. He is amazing. He makes the show possible
He's
for you twice
sound
a week.
Engineer, and he deals with all of my loud laughing, and he's just, he's a saint. Red, you're a saint. We love
you.
Yeah,
so you're the best. So thank you so much, and just hope everyone has a happy and safe holiday, and we will see you soon.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.